Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to another edition of the Channel Drop-In. I'm absolutely delighted this afternoon to be joined by Dan Kelly from CR Worldwide. Dan was a founding partner of CR Worldwide. Good afternoon, Dan. Thanks for dropping in.
Afternoon, Glenn. How are you?
Yeah, very good. Thanks. Very good. Do you want to start us off just by giving us 20 or 30 seconds of an intro to who you are and what you do?
So my name's Dan Kelly, CR Worldwide, as you mentioned, one of the founding partners there some 18 years ago now. It's been a long journey. And basically, CR Worldwide help vendors, distributors, resellers engage and motivate their sales teams to improve performance. We do that through online, through platforms and digital kind of projects, and both offline through events, live events as well.
Brilliant. Brilliant. Okay. Well, Dan, thanks ever so much for dropping in today. Really, really great to have you. So let's just remind us why we're here. With the Channel Drop-In is all around surrounding ourselves with experts in the field, mainly from Channel, but from elsewhere in the industry as well, just to offer some value. Basically, they drop in, drop some gold, and then drop out again. So the only preparation we do for this is a short chat around what Dan would essentially like to talk about today. So we'd tee this up with a couple of questions. As ever, I have no idea what Dan's going to say. So the floor is his largely. So fingers crossed there won't be too many swear words. But like I said before, if there are, then we're all adults. Let's get over it. This is us being human, right? So Dan, like I say, thanks for dropping in. And CR Worldwide is, as you mentioned, all about motivation, all about incentive programs, all about engagement. So given the current situation that we're in, is now a good time to be trying to incentivize and motivate people? And if so, how do we do that? How do we keep people motivated when they're all sat at home in cupboards or bedrooms or dining rooms or lofts or garages or sheds? How do we do that with employees, partners, customers? How do we do that?
Yeah, I think I get asked kind of on a daily basis now, Glenn, is it the right time? There's lots going on in the world. People got lots of concerns. And, my answer is that people want something to look forward to. People want a purpose in life. What motivates people is having a purpose and a focus in life. And really, like, people want to lift the mood. We're all sat here doing Zoom calls and 8x8 calls and all these different technologies all day long. And we want something to lighten the mood, give a bit of fun in this kind of mundane routine that we're all going through. So now is definitely the time to, get out there, do something different, stand out from the crowd, and really kind of look to engage people more than you have before.
Are you seeing anything, any changes to how people are doing that? Or is it kind of business as usual with a few slight tweaks?
Obviously, there's changes, right? Watch some of your other casts you've been doing. The world has changed. The business world has changed. But I think the smart people and the smart money, they are, ramping up. They're actually trying to be more proactive than ever. And it's not even the tough task now of going asking for extra funding from the CFO or someone. There's funding there. People are saying to me, there's funding there that has come from cancelled events that they had planned in with their partners, or kind of activity around, funding they had to do, sales and lead generation that they can't do face to face. So they're changing their way of working, and we've all got to adapt to that. And so, by using tools like incentives, like spiffs, and driving that all online and digitally, they can repurpose those funds to get the same, if not more, impact at scale. So I think you're right. There's, the your partners, if you're a vendor, some of them are struggling for sure. It's a tough time for everyone. I'm sure they're going to welcome you with open arms if you come to them with some new ideas, some new innovation, and say, I can help you to get your salespeople engaged and motivated and selling more products.
Good. So share it with us. What are some of the ways that vendors and disties can do this?
Yeah, I think, first thing I'd say is if you've got some time on your hands now, the best thing you can do is have a really cold, hard look at the activity that you've got planned in and that you're doing now. And if it's not directly affecting or impacting, dollars coming through the door relatively quickly, because the business needs to keep churning and the wheels need to keep turning, now as well as in the future, then can get it off your list. Look at activities that can really drive revenue now and incentives and spiffs and the like, you know, do exactly that. You know, these are your, to kind of coin a phrase and not take anything away from the great NHS and everybody else, you know, these are your frontline workers that are out there, you know, and they're having a tough time on the phones and working from home in different environments. So, you know, it's, you know, we've got to look for ways to keep them engaged and motivated and give them the reason to get out of bed in the morning and go and do this. And, you know, we're very fortunate at CR, you know, we deliver platforms and programs digitally for, you know, companies like the vendors out there and the distis and the resellers. And what better way to utilize a tool now, a digital tool, to reach a lot of people at scale very quickly, you know, communicate very quickly and be able to kind of, you know, get messages out there, your business messages, and keep your brand front of mind. You know, your channel account managers can't go and sit on the sales floors now. You know, so how are you going to get that presence on the sales floor in the minds of those salespeople, those frontline kind of salespeople, without the aid of a digital platform? And, you know, in that, there's a ways of rewarding them. So once you've got people engaged, you can set them, you know, these small challenges. And the world's changed again. It's not about just rewarding the closed sale. It's about rewarding the micro behaviors that lead to that closed sale. And I actually saw one of your articles, Glenn, that came out about the five E's of engagement and you know, all those kind of stages can be supported by a reward or a, you know, some kind of carrot being dangled to say, if you do this for me, I'm going to give this to you, and keep people motivated on that journey. You know, and now more than ever, use digital rewards. You know, we've got Amazon gift cards. Amazon are probably powering most of the country at the moment, bless them. They're I think about my wife, which had a new baby, we're having Amazon deliveries about five times a day. So, you know, send someone an Amazon gift card, they can spend it as and when they want to. That can be delivered within seconds via a platform. You know, you do this, take this e-learning, you know, give us a case study, whatever that may be, and you know what, I'm going to ping you an e-card. Or, you know, virtual prepaid cards. I'm not sure if you're, you know, people are familiar with those. They're like a Visa or a MasterCard that's online. You know, you can send that to someone, a secure link, they can register, you can put funds on that card and then go and spend it on their whatever they want online, their online shop, you know, get delivery, food delivery. So in these challenging times, you're actually helping them, not only financially, but helping them get things delivered that they need and want right now. You know, why wouldn't people do that?
And I think you make an interesting point, actually, Dan. Not only because it's about a blog that I wrote, but no, I mean, look, it's kind of business as usual, isn't it? And it's a little bit of, you know, we do talk about the emerging essence of partner experience and ultimately how to create, how our vendors can help to create the ultimate partner experience. And that is about engagement, is about education, it is about enablement, it is about evaluating the current and future situation that you are going to be putting your partners in, and then evolving those programs as you go. So incentives and motivation to what is essentially sell as much stuff as you can have to be as relevant now as they ever have been.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I'd say the beginning, the time is now. You know, we've actually had, you know, several new clients come on board last week, and a bit of shameless promotion for ourselves, but you know, who were, you know, being proactive, and they realized that the time is now to get programs into market while people are scrabbling around looking at what the new normal looks like and what's the new world of business. And they're getting out there and being digitally enabled through platforms and programs and comms and everything else allows you to get that out there really, really quickly, and you get that kind of bang for buck so much faster. So I think people shouldn't be, you know, frightened of coming out from behind the sofa and thinking, what, you know, what's going on in the world. You need to stand up tall and face it. And you know, it's a reality, it's a new reality, and there's actually an opportunity there. As much as I hate to kind of, you know, make opportunity out of a crisis, there's opportunity there for businesses to you know, do more quicker and get better results. And that's what we're seeing from people coming to us at the moment.
So again, really good point. And bringing on, as you say, bringing on new clients. You know, it's happening for you. You know, we're fortunate, and we I say that with an element, huge element of sympathy for those people that aren't seeing that maybe in you know, in slightly different industries. But you know, let's break it down a little bit and maybe make it a bit relevant for people watching and listening. Does it have to be a great big, fully fledged, full blown incentive and, you know, global motivation and rewards program before you get going? Or can you actually get something up and running relatively quickly overnight and start something from there?
Absolutely. I mean, we can get these platforms, you know, not just us, but there's other people out there, up and running within a matter of days. You know, okay. They don't have to be complicated. They don't have to be, you know, overly intricate. The basic fundamentals are there around, you know, what are the behaviors you're trying to drive and what do you want to give away for it? The beauty of out-of-the-box solutions, you know, is they can be spun up within 1-2 days if we need to. So it doesn't have to, to your point, it doesn't have to be complicated. And, you know, even in terms of the rewards, you know, we can deliver digital vouchers, great, easy, no thought needs to go into that. It's all automated. But I've actually got a customer at the moment who's, you know, sending out almost like an IOU branded voucher to say that I owe you a holiday in the future. You know, so the salespeople can earn that reward now, but they can't travel anywhere. No one's getting a summer holiday this year, by the looks of it. So he's saying, you know, we're going to give you one next year for you and your family up to a value of X.
And then so you can bank it, essentially.
Bank it, and you know, and you get the, you know, the impact now. You get the behavior driven now, and you know, it's not hard to do that. It's a digital. Branded voucher, you send it to them, they cash it in when they're ready. So it doesn't have to cost the earth, it doesn't have to take loads of time. You know, the beauty of being online is that it can happen really, really quickly.
Perfect. All right, Dan, so brilliant. I mean that's great. So we'll get on to your contact details in a moment. What are your what can we consider as your as an expert in this area, your top tips to incentivize and motivate during this period of lockdown?
Well, I'll keep repeating myself, but you know, time to act now, can't afford to wait. Business as usual. Yeah. I think utilize digital platforms, anything that you've got digitally or you can get in contact with people who can do it for you, that are easy to access and quick to deploy. Use the digital rewards. Why not? They're there, they're relevant, and they're quick and easy to drive that behavior. And then more importantly, you know, keep connected, keep front of mind, and try and bring a bit of joy and happiness into people's lives at the moment.
What a brilliant place to finish, right? Let's do this and try to bring some joy and happiness to people's lives, which, you know, is exactly what we were trying to do yesterday when we was doing a little bit of dad dancing in the garden. Dan,
I saw that. I was trying to blank it from my from my memory, but you can have
a little go at that yourself in your own time. So look, Dan, that's been great. Really appreciate you taking the time to drop in. How can people get in touch with you as and when they need to discuss these types of things?
Please do get in touch. I'm obviously on LinkedIn, you know, Dan Kelly. If you look for me directly or via CR Worldwide, or dan.kelly@crworldwide.com. Dead easy. Happy Brilliant. To just chat, no obligation.
Fabulous. Dan, really, as I say, really appreciate you taking the time to drop in this afternoon. I think that's great. You know, let's not forget the ultimate reason why we get up in the morning. You know, we thank ourselves and everybody else that you know, that we can stay healthy and happy. You mentioned there that the whole well-being piece, you know, and there is still opportunity, there is still time to keep motivated and to stay incentivized and ultimately to reward behavior. You know, there's been a few changes in our behaviors recently, there's no reason why they shouldn't go unnoticed. And I think what you've said today has been a great help in you know, in understanding ways in which we can actually continue to do that with you know, through vendors, with disties, with partners, and ultimately customers and employees as well. Mm-hmm. So appreciate that. Really good. Thanks for taking the time. Cheers for dropping in. And thanks everyone else. There'll be more episodes coming soon. Take care, stay safe, and talk to you soon. Cheers. Bye-bye.
Thanks.